There's another poem there from Yugoslavia. I'll come to that directly. I got a pretty rough one here about Ohio, but I think I'm going to keep that out just to be on the safe side. May I read the other love poem from Yugoslavia? This is called I Wish I May Never Hear of the United States Again. That's not true, because I regard myself as a patriotic person. That is to say, I love my native place and my native language and my friends. We were talking about that this afternoon, some friends together. The matter of learning somebody else's language is also a matter of maybe learning something about love that people all over have for their native places. And surely this is patriotism. We are very good at this in America at one time. We've got awfully muddled at it now, but I hope that we recover it, because it's not merely a matter of nationalism or attacking someone else. I think it's a matter of affection. And I don't think there's any life without affection. The title of this poem, of course, is from the old one about Nolan, the man put on the boat and left aside because he had said, I wish, damn the United States, I wish I may never hear of the United States again. The ringing and sagging of blue flowers and the spider shedding her diamond shadow down on the turtle's body. The old woman's hair locked golden, spinning a web out of her clothes. And the girls who have no trouble worrying about the length of their dresses as they stroll slowly, vanishing into their own twilight beside the slim shoulders of the donkeys. I can be silent among these. One afternoon in Northern California, which is a Jack London nut house, I almost found my own country at the edge of a field. I gathered the neck of a buckskin into my arms and whispered, where were you all this time? Alone all this time and bored with being alone, I have been walking all afternoon at the edge of a town where the language is only to me the music of mountain people. In Yugoslavia, I am learning the words for greeting and goodbye. Everything else is the language of the silent woman who walks beside me. I want the mountains to be builded golden, and my love wants the cathedrals to be builded by time's love back to their gray. As the gray woman grows old, that gray woman who gave us some cheese and whispered her affectionate sound to my love and me wandering silent in the breeze of a strange language. At home with each other, saying nothing, listening to a new word for mountain, to a new word for cathedral, to a new word for cheese, to a word beyond words for cathedrals and homes.